Okay, so namaste, welcome to this guided contemplation session. I'm here with Janine today. Hi, Janine.
Hiya.
Thanks for volunteering for this.
Great.
So we were talking before we got on the recording about, you know, something that's happening for you, a particular relationship that's challenging at the moment, which I think a lot of people can identify with. That there's a relationship that's giving you a lot of reflection back of a particular issue. And when we sort of hammered it down, nailed it down, it really sort of, and I'm paraphrasing what you said here, so just jump in if I haven't got it right, but there's a real sense of you have a seeing, a deepening that this person also is you, and that the issue is really coming from some belief being held onto inside. And as that's seen and released, there's also a resistance that happens to accepting that. So there's a seeing, and then there's this kind of knee-jerk reaction to the seeing of, no, I don't want to accept this or something. Some energy that is working against, in resistance to your deepening. Have I got that bit right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we kind of looked at this question and we discussed a few, but the question is, as far as I remember, was why is there still resistance to being me? Was that something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's still instantly put, you know, the situation can, it creates this seeming separation.
Yeah. So even though you might have seen that you're not separate to this being, and that there really isn't a relationship here, there's still, when it happens, something happens, there's still also this pushing against that, isn't there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's just start with this question, really nice open question. Why is there still resistance to being me? And like any contemplative question, we're not going to work hard here at all. All we're doing is just sort of remembering the question between us, and I'm just going to ask you to tell me any kind of answers that are coming, thoughts, emotions, if there's any sensations in the body, if there's any sounds in your environment, those are also answers. We're just nothing is the right answer and nothing is the wrong answer. And there isn't any final answer either. There's no, okay, we're looking for this one thing to happen and then we're done. So we're just enjoying the question as a way to kind of slide back a little bit from this resistance, get a little bit of space in it. So just asking the question, why is there still resistance to being myself? And it's okay if there's long gaps between answers coming. If there's no answers coming at all, nothing seems to be happening, that's also okay. If there's just silence between us for a while, no problem at all. So just asking this question, why is there resistance to being myself? Seeing what happens. And probably our mind is going to have lots of answers about this one. Our thought answers are going to be plentiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, the not good enough comes up straight away, of course.
Yeah. If I was good enough, I would have stopped this resistance by now and all that stuff. Yeah. So we're just allowing any answers to come. We're not judging any of them. Mind can say whatever it wants in thought answers. So why is there resistance to being myself? Such a good question. Thank you.
There's plenty of external noise going on at the moment.
So a lot of external noises as answers. There's some going on here as well, some next door neighbours. It's all just answers. We're not distinguishing them as good or bad or wanted or not wanted or any of that, right or wrong.
Yeah, here I am, hearing all the answers.
Yes. So there's something just here. That's a kind of answer too, isn't it? Something's just being with the question. It's a kind of a space for all the answers, whatever they are. Why is there resistance to being myself? It's the only work we're doing, is just reminding ourselves of the question. It's not our job to make the answers happen. It doesn't really matter if they do or they don't happen. How does your body feel now we're asking this question?
Very relaxed.
So that's another kind of answer, isn't it? Your body's answering too. Question is doing the work for us here. And we're not trying to get anywhere. We're just here with the question. Just kind of curious, why is there resistance? What's happening now with this question for you?
It feels like I'm just letting go, just feeling lighter.
Good. We can enjoy that. It's not the right answer either. It's just nice. We can enjoy it. It's like on some level, just asking the question is the answer in a way, isn't it? Just asking the question. The question might seem to be less and less relevant as you just kind of more chilled out anyway.
So often a tightness around my and the head and in the throat, and that's still there, that's evident.
It's a kind of physical answer, isn't it? Your body's just showing you certain parts of your body where there's still some kind of resistance, and that's okay. I'm not trying to change those. You get kind of positive and negative, so the body might feel lighter and more relaxed in general, but also you might be more aware of certain muscle groups that are tight or tense. And that's okay. We're just watching and seeing what happens when we ask this question. Why is there resistance to being myself?
Still some thoughts happening.
What is thought saying? Is it commentating on something?
This one that's come in, I thought it would be different to how it is.
The mind is just trying to understand what's going on, and that's okay. It doesn't really understand how just asking a question can be helpful. So it might try to talk its way through the process. They're just relaxing with the question. Why is there resistance to being myself? Just enjoying being with this question here. We don't need anything to happen in this time. Answers may come or may not. Even if you had an epiphany right now, an aha moment, it would just be another answer and it would be gone at some point. You feel there's something quite nice about just being with a question.
Yeah, just allowing everything to come in as it wants to.
Yeah, there's just the question, and then there's all these answers coming and going from the mind, the emotions, the body, external people and things. Just, it's all just happening, isn't it? We don't need to figure anything out. At the same time, any tensions or energies or emotions that need to move can move in the openness of the question too. There's a smile there, a kind of an answer.
There's a tendency of the thoughts saying, you know, well, we're waiting for the right answer.
Yeah, when's the right answer coming? When can I be finished? When am I done with this exercise and move on to the next? You know, you can just see that kind of, it's also a kind of answer. Something is looking to get somewhere with this.
Yeah.
And arrive at somewhere. And so my ego mind is a little confused by contemplation. It's like, well, what's the point if we don't arrive at anything?
Yeah, it's quite uncomfortable.
Yeah. It wants to check it off its list. All right, done that now. Next. Yeah. It's just helping to slow down the question, isn't it? That sometimes it's nice to just be with this question. Why is there resistance? There's a lightness in that. I don't really need to figure this out. I'm just asking, why is there resistance? It just kind of counteracts that part of us that rolls up its sleeves and gets to work with a spiritual task. Just letting go of our ideas about what a successful contemplation is too.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't end in a right now I've got it, you know. It's just, are we more open, relaxed, and feeling more free with the question than we were before? So we'll just stay with the question just for a few more minutes. Just see what happens, if anything. Just reminding ourselves of the question, why is there resistance to being me, myself?
I am myself.
Yeah. Another answer. And the longer we sit with a question, the more positive kind of higher vibration answers begin to come like that. And still not the right answer. Nicer feeling, but still not the right answer. There isn't a right answer. It's always good to remind ourselves of that.
Some sort of sadness there as well. Tears.
Just doing your best to allow that if you can. Feel it as much as you can. You don't have to be superwoman right now. It's an emotional kind of answer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
These energies, these emotions are just needed to be felt. And the openness of the question, they can come up. And just staying with the question. What's happening for you now?
I just like thoughts of confusion and confused and it's okay. Just trying to work it out.
Yeah. There's that energy again, trying to reach a final conclusion.
Yeah, and then it's like the question's changed a little bit, like, why is it not okay to be myself?
Same. So that's a good thing that happens sometimes. The question just, as the energies are felt and just allowed, the question might change. Why is it not okay to be myself? Because you can see there might be resistance to being yourself if there's some idea that it's not okay to do so. Just getting deeper into the root of the question.
Lots of gurgling happening inside the body.
Gurgling.
Yeah. All over.
Anybody responding to some kind of opening or shifting or something? Why is it not okay to be myself?
Yeah, it's very sad now.
Yeah. You can imagine there'd be a lot of sadness with this kind of idea that I can't. It's not okay for some reason. You're doing amazing with this, you really are. This belief has been showing in a relationship, and now you're feeling it more emotionally. And we're also getting closer to the root thought belief behind it. As we just stay with the question, we're finally able to transcend some of this, move beyond it. That's not why we're doing it. It's just one of the happy side effects of being with the question. Whatever needs to move in that question can do so.
Why is it not safe to be me?
Here we go. Why is it not safe to be me? Good question. Maybe we can start to see that if we don't feel safe on some level to be our authentic self, that we have to keep somehow creating resistance on an unconscious level, being our old idea of self instead. What's happening for you now?
Just all the thoughts just come in, really, just confusion.
Just being with the question, letting all these answers come, thoughts can just come. Not doing anything with them. Any sense of confusion can just be there. Don't need to do anything with it at all. It's just another answer. Maybe these thoughts and feelings have just been emotions, have been needing this openness of the question so they can just move and lift on their own, pass through the body and mind. And the question gives that openness then, doesn't it?
Such a relief in there not being a right answer.
Yes, it's tremendous relief for me. And there's also no final answer. We could sit like this every day, ask the same question, experience whatever we experience, gradually just getting more and more relaxed, less and less tense with the question. And there'd be no end point to it. There might be times throughout my day then I notice my question more, remember my question more. Times when I don't, my body starts to tense up a bit and all of that, it's okay. It's just more and more, it's nicer just to come back to a question like this. A gentle, curious, loving question. Just a curiosity we're fostering. Why isn't it safe, really, actually? I kind of would just like to see.
Yeah, what's not safe right now?
You might get a sense that whatever feels unsafe is more like less of a rigid entity and more just an energy, just a tendency, a vibration or something that's been given a lot of attention, as we all do. But as we're more and more open with the question, that resistance, that energy It's more and more just happening inside us rather than affecting us. Less and less it feels like it's happening to me. More and more it's just happening inside the question here with us. For me, it just felt more like less and less am I resisting, and more there's just a resistant kind of energy that might always be there a little bit. I don't have to get rid of it, just more aware of it. Something that just feels unsafe in general. Wonderful. So we're almost up to our time, unfortunately, but before we bring this to a close, is there anything you'd like to share about your experience of contemplation today, or has it been any different to previous times, or is there anything that you want to tell anyone else about it if they're struggling with it?
I guess it is, I haven't before seen the value of sitting just with a question, and how that it's okay just to let everything come in that wants to come in.
Yeah.
And yeah, the relief of not having to have a right answer.
Yeah, it's not a goal-oriented activity, is it? We even when we sit to meditate usually, or contemplate or self-inquire, we're doing that from a standpoint of I have to get somewhere or get something out of this. And it's just so nice to just sit like this, isn't it? And
yeah,
be with this question.
It's all about the question, not the answer.
Yeah. The question is enough in itself, isn't it? Just kind of following the thread of the question, as you saw, the question just subtly changed a few times as you were feeling these energies and they were being released more and more. You can get closer to the kind of core of the question, and that might be an ongoing thing for a while, but you don't need to be suffering through that if there's an openness. Whatever energies need to come up and all of that can just move.
Yeah. How there is such a tendency to only listen to those thought answers, whereas actually there are so many other answers.
In fact, that's all we're ever suffering from, isn't it? We're just only selecting a few answers and going, these are the right ones, without really recognizing we're doing that. Thought answers are right, and emotional answers and everything else are wrong, or something like that we're doing, isn't it, in a general way. Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this today. Really appreciate it. And I know it'll help everyone, because I've never met a single being that didn't have resistance to being the self, you know, to waking up fully. And it's a very, I wouldn't say it's very common, it's just right across the board that everyone resists what they've seen to be true for some reason. And it all comes down to this safety, really, doesn't it? This kind of root feeling of it's not really safe to be whatever I am in this moment, you know, free already or something. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Lovely.